Well, what they've done is that they've instilled fear, and the cabal media is that way. They put people in this fear or flight mode where everybody is so afraid. I mean, most people up in Washington state here live underneath a rock, and you try to approach somebody in stores and they'll run away from you because it's 6 feet social distancing,
right?
Which doesn't make any sense. They're all feared. They're all scared to death over nothing, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Geht es eben nur mal ganz kurz, dass sie eben, man sollte auch erstmal Abstand nehmen und erstmal schauen, was jetzt passiert. Es ist nicht notwendig, dass 350 Millionen Menschen oder 6 Milliarden Menschen weltweit geimpft werden. Es reicht ja, wenn man jetzt mal schaut, die paar tausend, die hätten erstmal gereicht, um zu schauen, was passiert jetzt als nächstes. Aber man macht halt Angst und Druck und ja. Damit.
Ist es richtig, dass es unterschiedliche Impfstoffe gibt und gibt es gefährlichere und weniger gefährlichere davon?
Is it right that there are different kinds of vaccines, types of vaccines? And is one type more dangerous than the other type?
Oh, okay.
Good question.
What we're basically talking about is the mRNA type.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's Moderna. It's the majority. Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
generell mRNA-Impfung. Und dazu gehört Moderna, glaube ich, ist das. Pfizer und the third one was.
I believe AstraZeneca also.
AstraZeneca.
I'm not sure about that, but I think they are. Someone is doing a different type, and I can't remember. There are some smaller companies doing a different type.
Right.
But for the United States, it's mostly Pfizer and Moderna, and that's the mRNA technology.
Okay. Right.
Es gibt kleinere Unternehmen, die nochmal einen anderen Typ herstellen, aber der Großteil wird mit diesen Impfungen aus diesen drei genannten großen Unternehmen geimpft.
And, you know, the mask may not seem like a big thing, but it contributes to this fear, this belief in the pseudo-reality.
Sure, mm-hmm. Right.
Und die Maske scheint jetzt gar nicht so eine große Sache zu sein, aber sie unterstützt genau dieses Angstdenken und das, was eben passiert hier in diesem System.
And I don't know about Europe, but every bartender in America recognizes the fraud here.
Ja, also jeder Bartender, wie sagt man?
Barkeeper
sieht hier den Schwindel dahinter.
Because even if masks work, how mm-hmm. much sense is it when you have to wear a mask to come in 6 feet into the restaurant, uh-huh. but then you can take off your mask, put it on the dining room table,
ridiculous.
Put your phone on it, eat with all the germs on your mask, mm-hmm. but you have to put on the mask to stand up and walk by people that don't have their masks on to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
This is absurd.
The virus always is active in a high of
150
meters.
And this far into the restaurant.
Yeah. Also welchen Sinn macht es, wenn man irgendwo in ein Restaurant geht, mit Maske sich hinsetzt und die Maske abnimmt und isst und dann wieder aufsetzen soll, wenn man zum Beispiel zum Bad, also ins Bad möchte oder wo auch immer. Also, ja.
Sitting down, you're safe, but standing up, you're dangerous without a mask.
Yeah, right. Also sitzen ist in Ordnung, aber wenn du dich hinstellst ohne Maske, dann bist du in Gefahr, bist anderen in Gefahr.
Crazy.
But you know, there are still many people, they don't wake up, they don't see it, they don't recognize it.
Right.
But, I see it here too, there are people with their masks and now there's this white mask, they look like a, I don't know.
The medieval plague doctor.
That's
basically, that's the N95 mask. They don't work either. Quite frankly, no mask work.
Of course not.
No.
No, but they think they are.
The people I would speak to are the people who they know they don't work, but they're wearing to be kind to others.
I don't see
that anymore. It's not kind to buy into somebody's delusion.
Right.
You got to get them out of the delusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also die Maske tragen, aber wissen, dass sie gar nicht funktioniert, aber es tun aus Mitgefühl für andere, tut es nicht, denn die anderen bleiben weiterhin in ihrer Illusion und kommen da nicht raus. Also tragt keine Maske.
My friend is a psychiatrist in Los Angeles, and he says every time he walks outside his office, now he feels like in a psychiatric ward.
Yeah, right.
It's just...
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
I feel the same way.
You feel straight. I never at once I put on a mask. I don't have a mask. Never. Yeah. Not one day I did it.
Good and for you.
You feel like an extraterrestrial when you go out without a mask.
Yeah.
Well, and there's a really great German psychologist. In fact, there's a great group of German doctors and lawyers that are fighting this. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I want to say it's like ASU2020.com. I can't remember their website. I really love those guys. Mm-hmm. But this psychologist shows children what happens to children from us all wearing a mask. And it's horrible. It's terrible for our children. They need to see faces.
Right.
Yeah.
And there was a famous experiment called the still face experiment, and it showed what happened when a woman just wouldn't interact with her baby. And within a minute, they had to stop it because a minute, babies would just start becoming anxious and start screaming. And when I see mothers in public with a little baby, it just kills me because we're damaging this whole generation of children. And that's going to go into the next generation.
That's right.
I'm going to translate it because it's important. Welchen Einfluss, wie schlimm es ist, wenn Erwachsene Masken tragen, wenn Kinder da sind, oder das Kinder erleben, wenn jetzt die Eltern Maske tragen, wie schlimm das ist. Sie müssen das Gesicht sehen der Eltern, sie brauchen Mimik und Gestik. Sie müssen, dadurch nehmen sie auch Gefühle wahr. Es gibt eine Studie dazu, das hat man mal bei Kleinkindern gemacht, wo die Eltern nicht mehr reagieren sollten. Und das hat man in einer Minute abbrechen müssen. So sehr haben die Kleinkinder angefangen zu schreien, weil die Eltern nicht reagiert haben. Und nun, diese Maske hat eigentlich den ähnlichen Effekt. Ja. Man schädigt hier eine ganze Generation Kinder damit.
Ja, right. In satanic rituals, they maintain a distance of 6 feet and all wear masks.
Yeah, do we think that's an accident?
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
In satanischen Ritualen hält man genau diesen Abstand. 6 Fuß, also ich weiß nicht, ob das auch 1,5 Meter sind. Gerhard, sind 6 Fuß 1,5 Meter?
Weiß ich nicht, ne?
Ich auch nicht. Und trägt Masken.
Mhm. Right. And generally, occult, I mean, the occult, by the way, just means hidden knowledge. But these cults, these satanic cults and other cults, masks are critical to cult initiation in many ways.
Right. I mean,
because they tell you to transform yourself, to be quiet, to be obedient.
Obey.
It's being obey.
On our roadsides here in the Seattle area, you see road signs from Inslee saying, obey. You must obey. Everywhere. Obey on the streets.
We don't have that in the Midwest yet. I don't think we'll let that happen.
The next thing he'll do is a salute like this.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. It's, well, or maybe like that. This is a different group.
Yeah. Right. Different group, yeah. It is a different group, yeah.
Here's a good story. I'm from the area in the United States where the railroads were built out to the west. It was a big story about that. Mm-hmm. And the Chinese came to build the railroads from the imperial Chinese dynasties, if you want to translate as I go.
Also dort, wo Dr. Lee Merritt herkommt, dort sind die großen Straßen gebaut worden und die Chinesen kamen damals dahin und taten dies unter dem chinesischen Königreich, noch wenn ich es richtig verstanden habe. Wurden dort die Straßen dann gebaut.
And when the Chinese came to America in 1860, 1880, they had the long Chinese braid, that long braid that came down their back, the men.
Mm-hmm. Und als die Chinesen kamen, 1860, 1880, dann brachten sie eine große Brut, kann man das übersetzen? Eine große, what they brought? The Chinese brought what?
They had a hairstyle. It was a braid. It was a long single queue down their back. The braid that went down to the middle of their back.
Ein Pferdeschwanz. Okay.
But that wasn't their hairstyle. They were Han Chinese, but they had been conquered by the Manchu.
Aha, aber das war gar nicht das war gar nicht ihr Haarstil. Sie wurden, das waren Han-Chinesen und die wurden aber erobert und wurden gezwungen.
And that was called the Manchu Q, that braid.
Interesting.
And they were forced to wear it on penalty of death because it was submission to the Manchu dynasty.
Interesting.
Ja, und sie mussten das tragen, sonst war Todesstrafe, wenn sie es nicht taten. Und es bedeutete, dass also Zugehörigkeit oder Unterwürfigkeit eben zu den Eroberern.
And it was even it was so important that the Chinese would send agents to America to make sure the Chinese men were wearing that hairstyle. And if they didn't, they'd kill them. They'd be killed over a hairstyle because it was a sign of submission.
Interesting.
Und da wurden dann auch sogar Leute hingeschickt, wiederum nach China, die das überprüfen mussten, dass diese Chinesen auch diesen Haar so trugen.
Zöpfe.
Und nicht hatten,
Zöpfe trugen.
Bitte?
Zöpfe.
Zöpfe, ja. So ein Pferdeschwein, so Zöpfe, ja, genau. So und wenn sie nicht taten, wurden sie getötet.
So, we shouldn't underestimate the meaning and the importance of symbols. And the mask is a symbol, and it is an occult symbol too.
Yeah, that's true.
Also diese Bedeutung nicht unterschätzen von solchen Symbolen. Und so, die Maske ist auch ein Symbol, ein Kultsymbol. And it's making you sick.
Mask. It's making you sick. That's right.
Right, and it does. That's the other thing. You always hear, "Well, they don't hurt anything. Why not wear it?" That's they do hurt people.
Yeah.
They give you more chance of pneumonia and more upper respiratory illness and lots of other things besides the psychology.
Ja, also nicht nur psychologische Probleme treten auf durch das Tragen der Maske, sondern auch Atemwegsprobleme, Lungenprobleme und viele mehr.
And, you know, looking at faces is extremely important to be human. That's how we interact with each other.
Yeah.
The biggest metabolic output of the brain is when you look at another human's face.
Ja. Das Wichtigste, was wir Menschen tun, weil wir es brauchen, um uns auch auszutauschen, ist, dass wir uns gegenseitig ins Gesicht schauen können.
I wonder what kind of psychological damage this will cause to babies, children, people, and how long will this decades to come?
Right. Here's the actual question. People, no matter if they disagree with us about all this or not, the real only question is, how many decades are you going to live like this?
Yeah, right.
Because viruses don't go away. And newsflash, we're in the age now of designer viruses.
Right.
So is this our going to... Hiding in your basement, wearing a mask cannot be our answer.
Right.
Also die Frage ist, wie lange soll das weitergehen? Wie lange wollt ihr Masken tragen? Wir sind im Zeitalter, in dem Viren jetzt auch künstlich erzeugt werden. Viren gab es schon immer, wird schon... Wir können uns ja nicht ewig im Keller verstecken, aber ewig Maske tragen ist, ja, wer möchte das?
And, you know, I was making a point earlier that I think Americans are willing to fight, I mean, really fight, kinetically, with weapons, if this comes to it. But we don't have to, if we take it down now.
Yeah.
You know, if we, now all we have to do is just say no.
Yeah.
Right.
We're dealing with chemists, these aren't, you know, recon Marines. They're chemists and doctors. Just say no. They can't take over 7.8 billion of us.
That's too many people.
Yeah.
Also es geht da, wie sie schon vorher erwähnt hatte, es wird zu dem Kampf kommen, wenn hier kein Ende absieht. Aber es muss nicht zum Kampf kommen. Wir brauchen doch bloß Aufstehen und sagen, wir machen das nicht mehr mit. Nein. Und ja, was sollen sie denn gegen Milliarden von Menschen letztendlich ausrichten?
Yeah. And everybody could be saved, and people die. We can't save every elderly person, but people shouldn't be dying needlessly of these things because we know how to treat it, we know how to prevent it. You know, for all their money that we give the CDC and the EMA, the European equivalent, I guess, they didn't tell us how to be safe.
That's true.
I'm going to tell you here in a minute. If you want to translate that, I don't know.
Es muss niemand dran sterben. Natürlich sterben ältere Menschen auch, aber sie haben uns zum Beispiel nie gesagt, wie wir uns schützen letztendlich und wie wir eben gesund bleiben können.
The Indonesians showed They looked at 800 people in their hospital. And the people that ended up in the ICU or dead had a vitamin D level below 30. That's the real kicker. It's the vitamin D level. You had less than 4% of ending up in the ICU or dead if your vitamin D level was above 30.
Wow.
Mhm. Also es liegt, man hat es beobachtet an 800 Menschen, die von denen manche Vitamin-D-Mangel hatten, so stark, das sind die, die eher gestorben sind, als die, die über 30% an Vitamin-D im Körper hatten.
And half of the people that have died of COVID have a low zinc level, because you have to have zinc to make those, to protect yourself.
Und es ist nicht nur der massive Vitamin-D-Mangel, sondern auch Zinkmangel, der dazu führt, dass man eher an dem sterben kann.
Mm-hmm. And there are other things. Vitamin C throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Quercetin. N-acetylcysteine. What's the other one I'm forgetting?
Zinc?
I think I said zinc.
Okay.
Zinc, C, and acetylcysteine. Oh, here's... And in fact, there's now people are starting to look at herbals and things, and it turns out that black cumin, which is called nigella in the Indian cooking, may have some hydroxychloroquine effect, may act like hydroxychloroquine to put zinc into the cells to kill viruses.
Wow, interesting.
So there's lots of new things. I can't prove that one, but the other ones I know make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Also es gibt auch viele natürliche Heilmittel, die dazu führen, dass wir eigentlich genügend Zink dann zu uns nehmen oder auch wichtige Vitamine. Es bedarf gar nicht so viel. Und all das ist eigentlich da an Wissen und nur uns wird es nicht zugänglich gemacht, groß, und wir werden darauf nicht hingewiesen.
Personally, all these lockdowns have nothing to do with health. They have to do with creating a permanent military police, or not, permanent police state, in my opinion. Right.
And actually, people are saying it makes your immune system worse.
It does.
It's certainly killing people from loneliness and depression and suicide and spousal abuse and all the things that are going up because of this lockdown.
Sure.
Yeah.
Also die Lockdowns sind nicht dafür gemacht, um uns gesund zu halten oder zu machen wieder, sondern ganz im Gegenteil. Sie führen dazu, dass eben gerade hier das Immunsystem bei vielen runterfährt aufgrund Einsamkeit, aufgrund dieser Situation eben irgendwo immer eingesperrt zu sein, nicht raus zu können und so weiter.
The suicide rate here has gone up, I don't know, 3,000 or 4,000%.
Die Selbstmordrate ist 3,000 or 4,000%.
Das ist richtig.
Die Selbstmordrate ist 3,000 to 4,000% gestiegen.
This governor doesn't care. He wants people to die, I guess. I don't know.
And that's not universal, that number.
No.
But in Japan, they showed in 1 month the suicides from this exceeded the death from COVID for the year.
Yeah, right.
Let's think about that. So you're not far wrong. Now, where I am, I don't think this, because we've ignored most of this. Okay, even if you said, okay, you're all in lockdown. Well, we went out in our yards, we gardened, you know, the farmers farmed their farms. I'm in a fairly rural area. So the big problem was the stress over the small businesses.
Yeah.
But people didn't, they went over and saw their neighbors. We didn't just do the lockdown, you know,
most of the time.
So, but suicide's a big problem because people are made to be afraid and they don't know the way out of it.
Right.
Also Selbstmord ist eben das große Problem, weil Menschen Angst gemacht wird und dort eben die Raten enorm steigen.
And personally, before we had the understanding of this, we already knew about environmental changes you could make to decrease your risk of getting lots of viruses.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, for example, humidification. The reason we get viruses in the winter and people die in the winter of these, it's so dry. It's cold and dry. And so the viruses don't drop out of circulation. If you have humidity, when the humidity goes up, the viruses drop out of the air. So the one thing you can do, which our great grandparents knew, you humidify your air in the winter.
Yeah, right.
HEPA filters work. What's the other thing? The other thing is open up your, get fresh air. Don't keep recirculating the same stale air.
Right.
Zum Beispiel, warum vor allen Dingen in der Winterzeit haben wir oft Viruserkrankungen? Das hat mit dieser trockenen Luft zu tun. Und man kann den durch Luftfeuchtigkeit entgegenwirken, indem man eben zum Beispiel die Luft anfeuchtet, viel lüftet oder rausgeht. Das sind also eigentlich die Dinge, die man macht.
Dr. Merritt, I had heard that the bulk of Mr. Trump's support came from small businesses. And that's one reason why there's been a lockdown of small businesses versus the really large corporate businesses, which have been allowed to keep open. I think it's...
I don't disagree with that. Yeah. And, you know, the problem is that small... I read a good book, and actually it came from Germany. It was Doing Business Under Fascism. And it's what we're experiencing here. You know, the big corporations, fascism isn't about killing anybody. It's an economic term. It means public-private partnership. And then the government chooses winners and losers with overregulation and taxes. Small businesses, we don't participate in government public-private partnerships, so we don't have a leg up. We all just have to do it on our own. So yes, it's a big problem.
Yeah, right.
Großes Problem sind eben auch die Kleingeschäfte versus die großen Unternehmungen, die ja gestützt sind durch die Regierung und die Kleinen eher immer auch alleine dastehen mit allem, alleine gelassen sind. Und das ist nicht nur in den USA ein Problem, sondern auch hier in Europa.
In Italy, I've heard, maybe you know something about this, Gerhard and Saskia. Italy, 2 weeks ago, all restaurants in the 50,000 restaurants all opened at once. Mm-hmm. And the government couldn't do a thing about it. They said, okay. They stood up to them all at once. They couldn't do a thing.
In Italien haben vor 2 Wochen ungefähr 50,000 Restaurants gleichzeitig geöffnet und die Regierung konnte dagegen nichts unternehmen.
And they're still open today.
Und die sind bis heute geöffnet.
Mm-hmm. And that would work here, and it would work for masks.
That's true.
If funny, that story never made the front page of a Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or the ABC News, huh?
Not even here. Nobody knows about it.
Yeah, right. In June 1942, the Nazis wanted to make all school teachers in Denmark teach Nazi doctrine to school children in Denmark. Every single teacher stood up and said no. They weren't able to do it. There were too many. Not one single teacher went to a concentration camp.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't 1942
do it. All the doctors... Go ahead.
1942 sollten viele Lehrer die Nazi-Doktrine lehren. Und da haben sich die Lehrer dagegen gewehrt. Und man konnte nichts dagegen tun. Das haben sie also erfolgreich ablehnen können.
Mm-hmm. All the Dutch doctors turned in their medical license rather than participate.
Really?
All the Dutch doctors?
Huh? They said, we're not doing the euthanasia program. Boom, here's our license. They said, if you don't do it, we'll take away your license. Boom, they handed in the license. But guess what's happening today? Today, euthanasia is the Netherlands are the biggest because, and they all work for the government. The government owns medicine and they devalue.
I see.
They devalue, you know, deformed children and the elderly and people that aren't making tax payments. So I'm just saying that's a problem with the government health care. Everyone wants government health care, but that's a problem. Mm-hmm. But they were principled. The grandfathers and grandmothers of our current Dutch doctors were principled and they wouldn't go along.
Wow. Yeah,
okay.
That's
great. Yeah. Die dänischen Doktoren haben damals... als ihnen auch was auferlegt wurde, was sie nicht tun sollen, haben dann ganz klar gesagt, wir legen unsere Lizenz nieder. Das waren so also die ersten, die sich dagegen gewehrt haben.
Dr. Merritt, we have about 5 minutes left or so, and I wanted to just give you this time to wrap up your beautiful interview. I really appreciate you being on my show today.
I guess the only thing I would add is I just don't want people to be afraid because I think they should... You know, don't demand safety from your government. Demand freedom to have the treatment you want.
Right.
Because with freedom, we would have hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and you wouldn't have to be afraid. There's no reason to be afraid of this.
Right, yeah.
We have to if you want to get out of the pandemic, which is not really a pandemic, just turn off your television, turn off the mainstream news, go to the alternative media like this. take your supplements that we know work. Go back and hug your family, see your grandparents, get rid of your mask, and open your business.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah. God bless the Italians for doing that.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Awesome. That's awesome. And you know, I think we're gonna be better once we realize what's really happened to us, the motives and what's actually been causing this. We're going to be so upset about that we're gonna take our world back.
That's true.
I think we're doing it now. I honestly still think there's still an American military move here that we're all over. Look at Myanmar. I think there's a take back, but this is their last ditch effort to keep that take back from happening, and we can't go down over a stupid virus.
No, we won't. Was Dr. Lee Merritt jetzt noch kurz zusammenfasst, ist, habt keine Angst, verlangt Fried, Freiheit von eurer Regierung, verlangt Medikamente, die helfen, nehmt die Masken ab, habt keine Angst, geht nicht mehr auf Abstand, umarmt eure Familien, umarmt eure älteren Mitbürger, ja, wacht auf, macht eure Geschäfte auf und lebt wieder das Leben, was ihr leben wollt. Yeah, I agree totally with you, Dr. Lee Merritt. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Merritt's website is www.drlememerritt.com.
Die Webseite ist www.drlememerritt.com.
Right.
I-T-T, I hope you said.
Right.
And also on the website, we have the information on how to help yourself be healthy and the right things to do, environmental changes you can make, all the things you can do to avoid being sick. And
auf dieser Website sind alle Informationen darüber, wie ihr gesund bleibt, was ihr tun könnt, um auch weiterhin gesund zu bleiben, wie ihr vermeidet, euch überhaupt damit anstecken zu können und so weiter und so fort.
Yeah. And Dr. Merritt, I've enjoyed talking to you with you so much today. I hope it's okay to ask, but how would you like to come on my Spanish show next weekend?
Oh, no, I'm happy to do that. I hope I hope you'll tell me more about my future. No, and the future.
No, I can. I do lotto numbers on Monday. Oh, it's Monday, isn't it? Oh.
Oh, my husband's pretty lucky on that stuff. I don't get involved.
Okay. I'd love to have you on my Spanish show next Saturday. It's at 3 p.m.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, great. It's a different audience.
Talk in between.
Okay, great. It's a different audience, Mexico, Central, and South America. So.
Well, that's more our time zone, my time zone, I think.
Yeah, it's your time. It's definitely, it is correct. Mexico City is in the same time zone, so that works fine.
Well, very nice. Thanks. Nice meeting you all, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, you were great. You were great.
Thank you so much. You're great. You're a light worker.
Oh.
And you're doing a great job. Thank you
great
so
job.
Much.
Nice. I want to ask you to be polite. We got 2 minutes left. Gerhard, any questions for Dr. Merritt?
No, wonderful. Thank you very much. It was very interesting, and I can agree to all the points. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Wunderbar, Michael.
So all maybe right, we könnten die deutschen und die österreichischen Ärzte mit ihnen vernetzen, Saskia.
Yeah, we could connect German and Austrian doctors with you.
I'd love it.
Yeah?
I would love it. That would be a great time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's see how we can do it. Okay.
Yeah.
I, you know, my family name is Schoenfeld. I wish I knew German. I could be more useful, but that's one language I never learned.
Really?
Hey, you look like a German.
Yeah, they were from Westphalia. The Schoenfelds and the Morses. So
what is your email address then? Is it to find on your website?
Sorry, that?
Your email address.
Oh, my email address. info@enlightenomaha.com.
We can find it on your webpage?
I think it should be. If not, I will make sure it gets posted today.
Perfect.
So, yeah, I will make sure it gets up there. I thought it was up there.
info@enlightenment?
EnlightenOmaha.com.
Enlighten Omaha. Okay.
Right. That's my business name. So it's easy. I have somebody that helps me sort through the emails on that site.
Okay. Okay, great. Great. Awesome. And I think I can help get you an interview in Japan too if you want. So we're going worldwide on this one. So
okay.
It's and Australia. You like Australia? The great people down there. I'll set up some interviews for you.
Okay, but, yeah. I was thinking of the Japanese response, but yeah. I got that. I can say a few things in Japanese.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, we'll see you. Thank you so much.
Okay, my friends. Okay. All right. Okay, Gerhard, everybody, Saskia, Dr. Merritt, thank you so much for listening today and making this a fantastic show.
Vielen Dank an alle. Vielen Dank an alle Zuhörer. Es war eine großartige Show. Bis zum nächsten Mal. Vielen Dank.
Bye bye. Danke.
Bye bye. Okay.
Vielen Dank, my friends.
Ciao.
Bye bye. Tschüss. Thank you so much, Saskia, Gerhard, Dr. Merritt.
Thank you. Koete Milky Way Hito wa nase chikyuu ni kita no doko kara kite doko e yuku no nan no
Okay, bye bye.
Good talk, my friend.
Ciao.
Bye bye. Nina
Radio Soul. The all-in-one solution for entertainment.